Behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you've all had a Merry Christmas, and it's great to be with you today. Today we're celebrating the Feast of St. Stephen. The story of Stephen is recounted in Acts chapters 6 and 7. So what happened was, in the early church, as they were growing and having more and more people joining the movement, they started having some disputes breaking out about how they were going to be administering the resources. Some people thought that certain groups, like the widows of the Greeks, weren't getting as much attention or as much resources as the widows of the Jews. And so the church decided that they would appoint 7 deacons who would help with the administration of the church. And one of these is Stephen, who is described as a man who is full of faith and the Holy Spirit. But then in chapter 7, towards the end of chapter 6 and into chapter 7, we read that Stephen got in this debate with some Jewish scribes at the time, and Stephen gives this speech about how Christ is the fulfillment of the whole story of the Old Testament. But this makes people very upset, and they think that he's blaspheming by preaching the gospel in this way, and so they drag him out of the city and they stone him to death. But while Stephen's being killed, he prays that the Lord Jesus would receive his spirit and would also forgive those who are in the process of killing him. And so, if any of you are like me, it might seem a little surprising to you that we're remembering the martyrdom of Stephen on December 26th, that that's the day that the church is picked out, that 24 hours after celebrating the birth of Christ in this festive and joyful season, we now turn to remembering the gruesome martyrdom of Stephen. And I think it's pretty jarring, but it might be helpful for us that it is jarring in this way, because it helps us to avoid a couple common distortions of Christmas that are very popular in our culture. One of them should be obvious to all of us, which is the kind of secular consumerist version of Christmas, where the purpose of Christmas is just to spend lots of money and get lots of gifts and give lots of gifts, and it's all just kind of focused on materialistic things. And so obviously Stephen's account of martyrdom here is kind of cautioning us against the version of faith where it's just all about gratifying our own desires by acquiring more objects. But it also is, I think, a helpful protective against the other common distortion, which is where we get very sentimental about Christmas and treat it as just this nice story about a little baby surrounded by friendly animals who's going to grow up and teach us all that we should just be nice to each other in some kind of vague sense. I think here the problem with both of these distortions of Christmas is that nobody would die for either of those messages. No one would die for this kind of consumerist message about how we all need to just be spending more money and acquiring more things, and nobody would die for just this vague platitude about how we should be nice to each other. Rather, Stephen went to his death out of his faith in the radical gospel that this whole world is in rebellion against God, but that God hasn't turned aside from the world, but he became human in order to save the world. That in Christ, in his own death and resurrection, he would defeat sin and death and make available to us eternal life. This is the gospel message that Stephen believed in when he went to his death, not just some vague story about how we should be nice to each other. And this gospel message, as we see with Stephen, obviously makes pretty significant demands on our life, unlike these other distortions of Christmas. Obviously, with the materialistic or sentimental version of Christmas, it doesn't really require anything out of us. We don't have to change our lives, really. But this gospel message that Stephen believes in requires a complete change of our life. As we saw in the gospel lesson today from Matthew, Jesus preached that those who followed him would have to face often persecution and even their own death out of being faithful to him. We're all called to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus, and this requires self-sacrifice. While for some Christians, like Stephen, this does mean actual martyrdom that they'll have to face, for all of us, we still have to die to ourselves in some sense, even if it doesn't require martyrdom. We still, throughout the course of our Christian life, will come across things that we realize that they were just incompatible with this calling that we have to follow Christ. Maybe it's certain habits that we've formed, or desires that we have, or plans for our lives that just aren't compatible with being a faithful disciple of Jesus. And so all of us have to go through this process of dying to ourselves if we're going to become more and more like Christ, as we're called to do. So on the second day of Christmas, as we celebrate the Feast of St. Stephen, let us look to his example so we can see the witness of someone who wasn't dying for some domesticated, easy story about some nice animals and being nice to each other, but rather for the true gospel, which is something that is worth dying for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.